Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. First up, new restrictions in China challenge Christians on a digital front. Later, how believers can support and shepherd young people in times of crisis. First, new restrictions from the Chinese government claim greater authority over religious expression, this time in the digital sphere. These 18 short paragraphs, published September 15, are titled Regulations on the Online Behaviors of Religious Clergy. They state that online preaching and teaching can be shared only through government-licensed platforms. Teaching children, raising funds, using AI in evangelism, and much more are prohibited. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says this latest move isn't a surprise.
But it is disappointing because I think the regulations not only affect the churches who are in China, but it is targeting a lot of people who are working outside of China and trying to get content into China.
Rovenstein says this will call for creativity from within China's registered church and from outside of it. It will also call for risk.
It'll be, a game of chess on the internet.
Let this news help you pray more strategically for fellow Christians in China.
That God would just give them creativity and courage to know what it is that he's leading them to do to continue to be the spiritual leaders within China and be obedient to the word of God and not the mandates of man.
Meanwhile, recent changes in the Middle East renew a decades-long discussion about borders and control. Nuno with Triumph and Mercy Lebanon says a secret 1916 treaty called the Sykes-Picot Agreement created the Middle Eastern countries we know today.
The French and the British, after World War I, they divided the lands according to their areas of influence. We are now just seeing a new Sykes-Picot. The map of the Middle East is changing.
2 years of war between Israel and Hamas have led to a new push for Palestinian statehood. Shifting power dynamics in Syria and Lebanon leave vulnerable populations in limbo.
People are being killed. Homes are being destroyed. People are displaced. There are like 40 million people in the Middle East that are displaced now.
Triumph and Mercy Lebanon is on the ground, delivering help and hope to those who need it most.
People are living in fear. They don't see the hand of God in all this. They're just seeing destruction and death and wars and rumors of wars. So we have to bring this hope to people that God did not forget us. And it's not out of his control. Nothing that is happening here is out of his control.
Pray for wisdom so TM Lebanon teams can focus their efforts in the most efficient way.
Pray for the region in general, for the remapping of the region according to God's design so that countries would be aligned to his purposes and not man-made alignment.
And it's been 2 weeks since the murder of Charlie Kirk. Churches have noticed a surge of newcomers at weekend services. Even mainstream media has toyed with the word revival. Ron Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministries says,
historically, those kinds of moments of national trauma and national searching have made a way for a large turning to God. Some have called them revivals, awakenings. We see it individually even, that sometimes someone's death ends up bringing life to a lot of other people.
Don't miss the question about eternity that young people in your life may be asking. If you are a Christian adult, Hutchcraft says making yourself approachable can open the way.
And if we live that way, that says to a young person, you matter, and I want to hear what you have to say. But we speak with conviction and Holy Spirit boldness, and we seem to have something solid to offer. I think we can be hope for a young person we know.
Charlie Kirk made himself accessible to the next generation.
Let's learn from this, that young people are truly looking for leadership, for shepherding, and we can be that for them.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio can carry the hope of Christ to people around the world? This month, Transworld Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.